An ex-law partner was evasive on the stand about the romance between Georgia's Fulton County DA and the special prosecutor she picked to handle the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Trump's lawyers want Fani Willis and her team off the case. At issue is when Willis and Nathan Wade's relationship started. Terrence Bradley, Wade's one-time divorce attorney, was asked about a text message in which he said the relationship started when Willis was working as a judge.
I never witnessed anything. So, it was speculation.
Lawyers for Donald Trump were getting frustrated.
Why would you speculate?
Steve Sadow told Bradley he does know when the Willis-Wade relationship started.
And you don't want to testify to that in court. Overall. That's the best explanation.
The relationship timeline has become a central issue as defense attorneys push to have Willis and Wade disqualified, arguing their relationship created a conflict of interest. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,